The rumor of another ship, a sinister ghost vessel trailing the flotilla like the fabled Caliuche. Even the Caliuche name failed to ring any bells. What was happening? Was the indoctrinal virus just sufficiently detailed in its knowledge of Skye's life that it was revealing my own prior ignorance of events? Or had I been infected with an undocumented strain, one that contained hidden curlicues of story missing from most of the others? And were those embellishments historically accurate, but simply not well known, or sheer fiction, addendums put in there by bored cultists trying to spice up their own religion? There was no way to know, yet, but it seemed I was going to have to sleep through further installments of Houseman's life whether I liked it or not, although I couldn't say I exactly welcomed the dreams, or the way they seemed to smother any I might have been planning to have myself. At least now I would admit to some mild curiosity as to how they played out. I crawled onwards, forcing the dreams from my mind, and concentrated instead on the place to which the Strelnikov was ultimately headed. The Glitter Band. I had heard of it, even on Skye's Edge. Who hadn't? It was one of a few dozen places that were famous enough to be known about in other solar systems, places that had a certain allure even across light years. On scores of settled worlds, the Glitter Band was shorthand for a place of limitless bounty and luxury and personal freedom. It was everything that Chasm City was, but without the inescapable crush of gravity. It was where people jokingly talked of going when they made their fortunes, or married into the family with the right connections. There was nowhere in our own system that had anything like the same glamour. To many people the place might as well have been mythical, for all the likelihood of them ever getting there. But the Glitter Band was real. It was the string of 10,000 elegant, wealthy habitats which orbited Yellowstone, a beautiful concatenation of arcologies and carousels and cylinder cities, like a halo of stardust thrown around the world. Although Chasm City was the ultimate repository for the system's wealth, the city had a reputation for conservatism, rooted in its 300-year history and immense sense of self-importance. The Glitter Band, by contrast, was constantly being reinvented, habitats shuffling in and out of formation, being dismantled and made anew. Subcultures blossomed like a thousand flowers before their proponents decided to try something else instead. Where art in Chasm City verged on the staid, almost anything was encouraged in the Glitter Band. One artist's masterworks existed only in the tiniest instance when they could be sculpted out of quark-gluon plasma and held stable, their existence implied only by a subtle chain of inference. Another used shaped fission charges to create nuclear fireballs, which assumed the brief likenesses of celebrities. Wild social experiments took place, voluntary tyrannies, in which thousands of people willingly submitted themselves to the control of dictatorial states so that they could be freed from having to make any moral choices in their own lives. There were whole habitats where people had had their higher brain functions disengaged, so that they could live like sheep under the care of machines. In others they had their minds implanted into monkeys or dolphins, lost in intricate arboreal power struggles or sorrowful sonar fantasies. Elsewhere, groups of scientists who'd had their minds reshaped by pattern jugglers plunged deep into the metastructure of space-time, concocting elaborate experiments which tinkered with the very fundamentals of existence. One day, it was said, they'd discover a technique for faster-than-light propulsion, passing the secret to their allies, who would install the necessary gadgetry in their habitats. The first anyone else would know about it would be when half the Glitter Band suddenly winked out of existence. The Glitter